Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International, in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning, everybody. As we observe the historic unraveling that seems to be taking place on Wall Street, it's worthwhile to take a look at another bit of history, like mid-June 2006, when President Bush made a surprise trip to Iraq.
But the American people have got to understand, I believe we're going to succeed. That's why we're there. And my message to the Iraqis is we're going to help you succeed. My message to the enemy is, don't count on us leaving before we succeed. My message to our troops is, we support you 100%. Keep doing what you're doing. And my message to the critics is that we listen very carefully and adjust when needed to adjust.
That's President Bush speaking in the White House Rose Garden after he returned from Iraq. And even at that moment, he was already starting to believe that the policy in Iraq was unraveling. It's something he told to reporter Bob Woodward, the author of The War Within, which is the latest volume in what has turned out to be a four-volume epic of the Bush administration during a time of war. Bob Woodward joins us. He's assistant managing editor at The Washington Post. Bob, thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you.
First of all, you know, one of the main sort of policy headlines that comes out of your book, and I wonder if you'd elaborate on it if you would, is that the surge in hindsight, from your perspective, and your perspective is very much inside the administration during a lot of these meetings that were going on, even in 2006, the surge turns out to be less important than maybe it's being heralded during the campaign. Explain.
Well, it's not the silver bullet, but there were other things going on in Iraq, the Sunni awakening, where former insurgents joined up with the United States to fight al-Qaeda. But as I report, there were secret operations which can't be talked about in detail. And the White House acknowledged this about 10 days ago after the book came out, newly developed techniques and operations that allowed U.S. troops in a very significant and lethal way to identify, target, and kill key leaders in al-Qaeda and members of the insurgency.
Let's talk about the president for a moment. I mean, if we take all four of your books together, one of the themes of President Bush's style as a leader is that he really values this sort of face-to-face, person-to-person communication, and that was indeed the case with President Maliki of Iraq. Yet, you report in the book that when push comes to shove, he really doesn't trust Maliki and actually spent a good deal of time spying on him. Explain.
Yes. Well, this is one of the things that happens in the intelligence community. They have a great capacity to get information. As I quote somebody saying, we know everything he says, namely the Prime Minister of Iraq, Mr. Maliki. A lot of people said to me, it's not clear this is that helpful to Bush, but what it does is it shifts the focus to what the Iraqis are doing and gets us off our eye off the ball of what we're doing. And one of the themes in all of these books, the last three really focusing on the Iraq War, is it took the president 4 years to wake up and realize that he had to change strategy and add more troops. And 4 years in a war of this magnitude is indeed a long time.
Well, you know, this is a very compelling and I have to say very sad book about what's gone on behind the scenes in the Bush administration. And I wonder if we can just expand outward. I mean, you, of course, began your reporting career with Watergate and covered Nixon and Kissinger. You know, in those administrations, you find characters who are masters of the policy and masters of the world in which they live. It seems, in looking at all four of your books about the Bush administration, that there are very few masters disasters here, that a lot of people are just hanging around waiting for reports and looking at PowerPoint discussions. This is an administration which doesn't have a kind of wizard or master at the center, just a lot of people waiting for reports to be delivered. That's my impression. Am I wrong?
Well, no, it's an interesting one. Lots of historians would argue with you vehemently that Nixon or Kissinger were masters. I mean, they played power politics. But yes, there is a certain wandering, aimless quality to all of this over 4 years. And what it shows, I mean, it's not just a history of what happened in the last 2 years in Iraq and inside the White House with this kind of intimacy, that meeting, this document, and so forth. It's in many ways a roadmap to the issues that the next commander-in-chief, whether it's Obama or McCain, are going to face when they become president. I would venture to guess, and I think this is more than a guess, the first months of the new administration are going to be spent on Iraq. We have a massive land army in the middle of the Middle East. And in the reporting on this, you can see that there's certain problems that emerged. I mean, just for instance, what is the commander-in-chief's relationship, the president's relationship with the generals? In the case of Bush, he never got it right. He never, maybe until Petraeus.
Very late in the game. Let me just push you here, sure. Bob, on one point. You don't normally go into this territory, but I'm going to push you here. What quality of leadership? Yeah, and you've been observing the Bush administration for the last 7 years. What quality of leadership do you think is absolutely essential for whoever is president, January 09, to begin to turn this around?
It's a great question. They've got to understand this kind of war. I mean, a lot of the generals felt that the president always looked at it almost as a conventional war, always wanting body counts. It's a very complicated war. I think the thing the new president is going to have to do is figure out, which again is something Bush never really got his arms around, how you're going to get conflicting data. In the case of Bush, the generals were saying one thing, the National Security Council staff was saying another. And you have to resolve that data. You have to dig beneath the contradictions and figure out in your own mind what's really going on.
Before reality just like overwhelms you, which is certainly the portrait that you create in the book. Well, we got to go now, but Bob, thanks so much for joining
us. Thank you.
Bob Woodward is author of The War Within. He's assistant managing editor at The Washington Post and a legend in his own right. His latest book, The War Within, is the fourth in a series of four books on the Bush administration during war. And now, headlines from Femi Okeh.
Thanks, John. 29 minutes past the hour.